Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I'll pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Hey, what's up, fighters? Good to see ya. I went live a couple minutes early here just to say hello. Hope everybody's having a great week so far. It is Tuesday, January 18th. Dan and I are going to do our thing here in a minute and bring you guys a nice little Q&A of some things that have come in, and hopefully we'll help a few of you guys out. So I've been waiting for Dan, but we're going to get this rolling and he'll jump in and we'll be just fine here in a second. I don't want to keep you guys too long. All right, so let me pull up the questions that we had submitted. We had a couple submitted here, and I'm going to dig into this one first. All right, so let me get to this first question here that came in from Isaac, YNL Home Improvement. I'm in the works operating a general contracting business in upstate New York. I think I'm going there in a month for a coaching day. Anyway, I will sub out all the work, and one of my goals is to do high-end residential ground up. Danny, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Tom? Fucking tech issues, but we're here.
And technology stuff. We're all good. I just read the first question. Today's going good. We'll catch up later.
Yeah.
Everybody give Dan the middle finger for making it here today. He has a shit crazy busy day. Give Dan some love in the damn box, please, because he deserves it. Dan, if you were in the room with me, I would remove my shirt and hug you. Okay? So.
Likewise. I just put my shirt on in anticipation, but. I'll take that's rain check, the permanent rain check.
Oh, love it. All right, there we got some middle fingers coming in for Dan. There we go. Love you guys. Dan, you are loved, man.
Something like enough of you to let me know that.
All right, so basically, Isaac wants to know, there's an email that came in last week. We get this question a lot, Dan, you know, how to charge when subbing work out from, you know, most of the GCs in his area are charging or marketed, you're doing 25% down to 15%, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. We've had this question, God knows how many times. So guys, here's my quick take on this. Every business is different. And for me personally, I believe one of the worst things that we can do as a contractor is price our work based on the going rate. I also want to tell you guys, you know, when they have like a record that's set in baseball, or I think with, wasn't it when McGuire and Sammy Sosa were going back with the home run record? And didn't they put an asterisk by one of them because it was based on, like, they might have been on steroids or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that whole thing? I forget what it is, you guys, but the asterisk means there's more to the story. So everything I talk about here, guys, when it comes to money and pricing your work, there's an asterisk. Okay. Because I don't know the total context of your business. I've coached general contractors that do $30, $40 million a year, and they run on a 15, 18, 22% gross profit. Right. But they know their numbers and they have the volume, and there's more to the picture, you guys. So I want to set this up, but I feel like I have to do this every time. I don't want people to think I'm being inconsistent. I believe 50% is the starting point. So whatever the job's going to cost you, double it and sell it there. All right. So that being said, that's the fastest way to know you're making money out of the financial gutter, to get away from the going rate and all that other stuff. Okay. So now what I'll piggyback on top of that, for those of you that are GCs and you're subbing workout, and we went over this in our Battleground group, links on the screen if you guys want to check it out. Last week, I did a special money call on this very topic. And I'm just going to give you a minute of it here because I gave more to the group, right? So when you're GCing things out, you've got all these different trades, all these different subs that you're, you know, you're marking up and fucking with their prices because you got to make money. The blend of all these margins that you're marking up, you guys, should be around that 50% mark. So one of the guys on the call last week, he said he's got one of the best painters, the most reliable painting companies he could ever ask for. And I think he only marks them up 25, 30%. But then he's got other trades that he triples what their price was. Okay. Because, you know, various reasons, because he can. and he's working within the budget and all that other stuff, Dan. And so the blend is, you might, your foundation might be marked up at this rate, your framing might be at this, your painting at this, and drywall and blah, blah. And the blend of all those things at the very bottom line of the project will usually come out, should usually come out around that 50% gross margin.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are GCing and things like that, that's just a skipping across the surface of the water, how we coach and deal with that with people.
Yeah. And I think just it's a follow-up for these guys to do later. They can jump on the podcast we had with Anthony Abbott a couple weeks ago, who went from like a bad situation. So it was not like he had tons of money and had tons of work and just switched his mindset, went to 50% plus on all of his sub dot work, and is freaking killing it, and sold almost $4 million last year. So it's like, it's just a mindset shift. We have dozens of guys that have done this in the GC world successfully. So it's just a mind fuck, just believing you can do it and not caring what the other people are doing about it.
Yeah. And that's why, again, they're the asterisk guys. There's always more to the story, more to the context. You have really strong lead flow, right? If your sales game is dialed in, those two things combined right there make selling at a 50% gross profit a lot easier. Now, a lot of you guys are like, and I've seen comments in here already. I saw one guy say, we add 50% to all our subs bids. I'm not saying you add 50%, you double your subs bid. Yeah. Okay. That's the difference between margin and markup.
100%.
Okay. A 50% markup is a, means you get a 33% or so gross profit. Okay. If you want to get a 50% gross profit, you double, okay? You double the cost, not 50% the cost. All right. Facebook user has a big, long comment or something, but I can't address it because I don't know their name. We had somebody earlier, Dan, which is, guys, if you have a question, go ahead and throw it in here. I'm going to pull it from the group now. Isaac, outside of Chicago. What town you in, man? I have a painting business. Going on my fourth year, is wondering what would be the best advice you can give on running a painting business. Dan, you could start with that one.
Well, it's, what's the problem he's having is kind of the question, because there's a million answers. Mm-hmm. Has he got a problem with lead flow? Is he dealing with shitty customers? Is he having problems hiring? So, Isaac, if you're still on, man, just maybe threw a comment up.
He lives in Rockford. Yeah, so I have family in Oregon, man. Right.
So what's your number one problem, Isaac? Let's just nail this down to one thing we can help you with.
Getting work here in Rockford, lead flow. All right. Well, that's, yeah. That's
commercial or residential? And where do your leads come from now?
You could tell Dan's in coach mode. I'm in lecture mode. I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. Dan's like,
burn the world down mode. So yeah, I'm ready to go. What shit to do right now?
Residential. All right. There you go.
Yeah, man. So leads, there's a Tom's old standby pre-internet, which is just go beat on doors, find GCs that look like they're working on projects you want to be a part of, knock on the door, say, I paint shit, you build shit, let's get to know each other. I like to chase people that control multiple wallets. You know, a single homeowner just has their own budget. A good influencer could have dozens of budgets that they throw stuff to you at. And I've got one that gives me, you know, on average, probably like $500,000 a year of work consistently, and I have to do shit. I just walk up and go. And then, you know, Tom's always talk about building your brand, Facebook, just kind of Instagram, just get out there so people know who you are and that you're top of mind.
Philip posted, our problem in Texas is lead generation and sales. Guys, I listen again, I don't, another asterisk. This is the asterisk episode, which we should just call that the show. But anyway, again, I'm making a generalized statement here, a blanket statement, and I know it doesn't always apply, but it does in most cases I've seen. If you're struggling with leads right now in sales, I just don't think you're paying attention to really building your brand and marketing your business. It's never been easier for a contractor to get the phone to ring and to sell work. I'm telling you right now. So Isaac, I don't know your money situation and things like that, but I... You know, if I were, let me rewind. If I started a painting business again today, okay, like literally just Tom's painting, boom, today. The first thing I would do is I would make sure that every home inspector, realtor, interior design firm, you know, GC, remodeler in a 20-mile radius knew who I was within the first 60 days.
Yeah.
Like that was, and guys, when I started in Naperville. Many, many years ago, printed up a homemade business card. And I did exactly what Dan said. I was like, hey, you paint shit, you know, or I paint shit, you build shit. We should know each other. That's all I would say to people. Would it make sense for us to have a conversation? Well, I already have a painter. I'm like, well, sometimes you need a B team.
Yeah, we're flames.
You know, I'm happy to be your B team, and being the B team got me a lot of work because their guy dropped the ball. And so, you know, just, I would go after those relationships and shaking hands. And when I built it the first time, we didn't have the mobile phone capabilities that we have now with social. And that's what I'm saying, guys. It's so easy to do this. You know,
yeah, Isaac says he does a lot of online marketing, which is great. I think a lot of people fall into the trap to think that just because that's shiny and new, that that's the only way to fucking proceed. And it's not, you know, it's like, that's one perception, but like direct human to human connection with builders, that's where I've made almost all my money. It's like, you can get brand, you can get stuff across eyeballs online, but it's not the end all be all that it's presented as sometimes.
Hey fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the Contractor Fight, and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground and jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right. All right. Troy in Baltimore, plumbing. Best way to combat customers with Google in hand, telling us how much material really costs. How do you combat that? You damn know what I was going to say, but this is about positioning. This is about your brand. This is about when you are solving their problems and you are attracting the right customers, the right prospects. They're not nitpicking what a part costs. Like, that's the thing. So to me, this is not a, how do I handle it when it happens? This is a, how do I prevent this? How do I prevent myself from attracting people that are going to nickel and dime me is the real issue. So I would look hard at your branding and your website and your sales process, the way you're pre-qualifying people. You know, don't do this, but I just had a flashback. I remember this lady wanted us to refinish these garage doors. They faced west. They caught all this afternoon sun, and every year she had them finished and they'd peel and they were horrible, blah, blah, blah. This was way back when I don't do this anymore and I don't recommend this, but I broke out material and labor, and was like $4,500 and the material was like $850. Okay. And that's just how it worked out. She's like, you're charging me $4,500 for labor and only $850 for materials. And I said, I was standing there with her and I took the proposal back and I drew an arrow on the prices and I switched the prices. I said, okay, it's $750 for the labor and it's $4,500 for the materials. All right. Sometimes you just want to go why do you give a fuck as long as you get what you get?
Yeah.
If your problem gets solved, okay, then what do you care what I'm charging for something?
So
and usually, Dan, that when they care about that, they have trust issues. Now, those trust issues might be from a bad daddy relationship many, many years ago, and they were abandoned or whatever. It might be a mirror. Maybe they were burned by another contractor. So this is why it comes back to creating content and answering questions online and all the things that we talk about, or Marcus Sheridan's book, They Ask You Answer, talk about. When you build the trust level, you guys, all this other shit really goes away and you don't even attract the people that are going to nitpick this stuff. So that's what I thought of when I saw Troy's.
So it's kind of opposite day, because normally I throw out the esoteric mindset shit and you throw out some tactical ways to do something. So we switched roles just now. One way that, you know, what I do, Tom, is anything where there's products that are easily Googled for value. I learned this from Dan Ock from the Pond World. I charge my stuff at retail price, MSRP, my paint. All my handling costs and all the money I would put on top of it normally is in my labor bid. And so that just takes away the distrust as well. Sometimes it takes a while to build up trust and all that stuff. You know, plumbing, maybe a service call. Sometimes paint's really transactional. And that's just a little hack that I do. I never get pushback. Mm-hmm. I can be gratuitous on my estimated materials because it's not even a fucking real number. And I usually come in below it. So they have a feel good thing out the door. And they're still not questioning the labor price because that little give, that little bit of transparency behind the curtain.
Yep.
They're like, well, he's a nice guy and he must be worth this much money. So we get to the same place. But for certain industries, that's just worked really well for me. If you can figure out all the sunk cost on materials that you need to account for. If you're doing it, it costs.
Well, and you know, it's funny you bring up Dan Auk because when I coached him, that's something that we worked on because he has these gargantuan material costs.
Right.
And so he would just throw 10-15% on to handle his time to deal with it. This is why, like, I don't double my labor, my field labor. I like triple or quadruple it. So I recover all my overhead and my labor and I don't care what I sell the materials at. Okay. So your it might jack with your overall gross profit in the company. If I'm selling my labor at If I'm selling labor at 65% and I'm selling materials at 15, that's 80 divided by two things. It's an average of 40. So it's a 40% gross profit, but I'm making way more on the labor and the materials pretty much a wash. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know it doesn't look that way on a P&L. But like, that's how I think about it. That's back to the asterisk. Like there's all these different ways of getting there. So, all right, let me go to John. I just want to make a statement. I'm starting a fence stain and seal business. Congrats on that. Make sure you connect with stain and seal experts. Yep, okay.
Caleb Roth
and Ashley Roth. If you haven't already done that, they got a great like training academy and things like that so that you can be super efficient. Philip, can you post links to your sales academy? I put in the comment, Philip, it's on the screen. It's contractorfight.com/battleground. Architectural sheet metal. You're here like every week, man. Good to see you.
Good for him.
Or woman. I don't know if you're a man or a woman. It's just architectural sheet metal. Best way to up our online game. The future is online. Just a fact. Yes, it is. Well, this is what we've been talking about. You know, be on social every day, build your brand on social, position your business, invest in a kick-ass content rich, that's the key phrase, website that's going to solve problems, meet needs, make things easier, talk about pricing, talk about, you know, introduce your team. You know, that's pretty much it. Just be consistent with it. And just know that the online game, for those of you that are not online a lot or maybe don't have a great website or whatever, and you're doing a new website. I remember, Dan, the first time I built a website and it went live, I was refreshing it like every 5 minutes, seeing if a lead came in, right? Yeah. Guys, it takes some time to build your online fingerprint, which is why consistency is so important. So,
yeah, just like all marketing, it's a slow burn.
Yeah. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.